We all know someone who's all work and no chill. Trust me, that used to be me. But then I found Galaxy Z Fold 4, which allows me to do more things at once. Ah, much better. Now I can take video calls from my phone and use it to take notes at the same time.
Wait, are you at the spa?
Or check my shopping list while ordering more scented candles and face masks on the foldable, expansive screen. Don't take your to-do list one line at a time. Multitask so you can relax.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Fold 4.
Welcome to the Todd Starnes Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
And hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. It is great to have you with us on what's going to be a very busy news week around here. Folks, we've got a lot going on. By the way, ToddStarnes.com is your access portal to all of news and information that we talk about on this radio program. We have a great staff of professional journalists who are writing stories that you normally will not find in the mainstream media. Well, as promised from last week, I told you that Kathy Barnett was scheduled to be on the program today to talk about this contentious GOP primary underway in Pennsylvania. And she is on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Kathy, great to have you with us today.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited.
Kathy, a lot going on, and I want to start by just asking you about all of the chaos within the Republican Party. Why is it that you think people like the Dr. Oz's of the party, the rhinos of the party, are targeting you or going after you?
It's simple, Todd. We're winning. We're winning, and they are really mad right now. And so they are committed to doing whatever they need to do to make sure that little old me do not win this race, right? Because I am actually a conservative, right? I'm not this, you know, I'm not Mammoth Oz. I'm not Dave McCormick pretending to be a conservative, although they've lived their entire lives doing the complete opposite. I actually love my country. I want to see our country do well. And I think that the reason why we're, you know, most people think we ended up in this spot where we are, where we have a sitting president talking about creating a Department of Truth or disinformation by osmosis. But it's not. You know, we've gotten here because good people, for good or bad reasons, have sat on the sidelines and created a void that has allowed some of the worst individuals with their ridiculous ideologies to fill that void. And it is time for good people, better people, to rise up and to get engaged. We're about to lose our country. And that's been my whole focus these past 13 months.
Kathy, were you surprised when President Trump came out and not just endorsing Dr. Oz, but he really raised a lot of suspicions and questions about your character and your background? Were you surprised by that?
No, not surprised at all. I mean, they want to win. And but I'm so very grateful that the people of Pennsylvania get to vote tomorrow, and no one who lives in Florida or in D.C. get to do that for them. And I have a lot of hope in the people here. I have spent over 1,500 miles every single week. We started out 13 months ago doing 900 miles a week, and that ramped up to 1,000 miles a week. And these last several months, we've been doing over 1,500 miles a week. I put in the work, sitting at the kitchen table, talking to people, going in front of people, and the people of Pennsylvania have vetted me. And I am what they want. You know, my opponents have spent over $60 million in the first couple of months of this year. I spent less than $2 million over the course of 13 months. They cannot close the deal with all their highfalutin endorsements, with all their coverage on television. They can't close the deal. And then here I come. I'm winning. And you know I'm winning because everybody is piling on me right now. with long knives because they just can't imagine that the people of Pennsylvania will actually make a decision that goes against who they say they should be voting for.
Kathy, I do want to go back to President Trump, though, because his endorsement, what he says, carries weight, especially in the MAGA movement. And he raised questions about you. Do you have any idea what he was talking about? Have you had a chance to talk to the president?
No, I have not. And no, I don't. And I look forward to working with the president on Wednesday. I'm sure I'll get a phone call Tuesday night. I'm excited about that. But listen, I have been in a statistical tie for first place for over 4 weeks. And now the only thing President Trump could have done that could have helped me more is if he had endorsed me. But endorsing Oz was the second best thing he could have ever done for my campaign.
Why do you say that?
Well, on Saturday night, it was about 8 p.m. when I saw the headline that President Trump had endorsed Oz. That was on a Sunday night, Saturday night. On Sunday morning, if Twitter followers are indicative of anything, we had about 13,000 new Twitter followers. Today, I think I'm double the number of Twitter followers almost immediately. Now, why did we get so much of the benefit? Oz got the endorsement, but I got all the benefit is that a high name ID works both ways. Oz name ID is so high that the people within Donald Trump's MAGA world knows he's not a conservative. And we are not a cult, although, you know, that's contrary to what CNN and the left would say, but we are not cult members. We never aligned with President Trump's values. It was always President Trump who aligned with our values. And so he's not Jesus. President Trump's not Jesus. He gets to make mistakes. And we all knew right away that that was a mistake. And from day one of that endorsement, I have gotten all the benefit or the overwhelming majority of the benefit. I've been surging in the polls from that moment on. That's why I say, contrary to mainstream media, they're acting like I just crawled from under a rock yesterday. But if they weren't obsessing over the two men in this race, they would have seen me. I've been in a statistical tie for first place for over 4 weeks, having spent less than $2 million. If they were doing their job and weren't so derelict in their responsibility, they would have been asking the question, what has she tapped into? And what I've tapped into are the real concerns of the people here. No one has asked me about a tweet. I was out yesterday in Philadelphia. I was at a car show, hundreds of people out there. No one asked me about a tweet. They're talking to me about how do I get food for my baby. Literally, I had someone calling me saying they were driving over an hour because his wife heard a rumor about some baby formula, right? We have real issues here. And what these two Johnny-come-lately carpetbaggers are doing is what they've been doing from the very beginning. They never paid any attention to the people of Pennsylvania. We had 7 debates. They only showed up to 2. We had a number of forums. I can only recall seeing them at 2. They've never spent any time on the ground here in Pennsylvania, and now they're hot and bothered that I didn't ask for permission or kiss the ring, and now I'm winning. That's not my fault. And what they're doing to me today is what they were doing to each other, paying no attention to the people of Pennsylvania, putting all their attention on beating up the other candidate.
On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, Kathy Barnett, running for the U.S. Senate from Pennsylvania. And Kathy, one of the things that concerned me about the coverage, I see this almost as bullying. I mean, you're coming under fierce attack. And it seems to me, again, Dr. Oz is not a conservative. Anyone who is pro-abortion, anyone who supports these radical transgender body mutilation surgeries for young kids, I don't see that as being a conservative value or ideal. That being said, Kathy, there are some people out there in the conservative media, Washington Examiner, for example, and they asked some pretty straightforward and simple questions that you and your campaign had trouble responding to. What's going on there?
We didn't have any trouble. again, I am running a grassroots.
No. Well, wait a second. Selena Zito of the Washington Examiner, and this was documented in the National Review, they offered some pretty straightforward questions. The name of your hometown,
yes.
Where you were an adjunct professor and when. when you were in officer candidate school. Now, you're starting to release some of that information. And over the weekend, you released your military credentials and documentation. But why wait? Why not just put all that information out there? Because it is important since you don't have a record in office that people can take a look at.
It is very important. I'm always open to people asking me questions. I've always made myself available. But there is a cloud of ambiguity, and it's not because I did it. When Selena called my office in Philadelphia, this is probably Thursday, I believe, I was coming out of Elk County. If anyone lives in Pennsylvania, you know it's horrible service. One of the main topics here in Pennsylvania is better broadband service. My team couldn't get in touch with me. My campaign manager made that known. She wanted the information. She wanted the information right away. This is information that everyone should be able to give. My team is a small group of grassroots people. I don't have a bloated budget and a bloated staff. I don't have any paid professionals, politicians or campaigners. We have put this thing together. And so my campaign manager didn't have it right away. And within minutes, she writes this story. It takes me 5 hours to get from Elk County, roughly 5 hours, down to Montgomery County to get home. I don't walk around with my DD-214 in my back pocket, so I got to dig all of this stuff up. As soon as I get it on that same day, I send it out to media outlets. So it was out there the same day, but that's not what they wanted. And so we created a page. Your listeners can go to my website at barnettforsenate.com, and we have a page on there called Everything You Want to Know About Kathy Barnett. And all of the information is there. There's no ambiguity, but we are a small team. It takes a lot of time to be able to sit down. I'm still traveling 1,500 miles a week and trying to sit down and do this in addition to the last few days of the campaign. But these are legitimate questions. In television.
All right, Kathy Barnett on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Kathy, let's just say things do not go your way on the primary. Will you vote for the eventual Republican nominee if it's not you?
Yeah, I have no intentions of supporting globalists. I think our nation is at a very critical moment, and I don't think we have room any longer in this country to vote for a warm body with an R next to their name and consider that a win. I don't think it's a win. So Pennsylvania, we have a really big, important question come tomorrow. I've done everything that I need to do on Tuesday night. Todd, I'm going to go to bed and sleep like a baby because I know that I have done everything I knew to do to make sure Pennsylvania do not have to hold their nose and vote for the lesser of two evils.
Kathy, one final question. If President Trump runs for re-election in 2024, will he have your vote and your support?
Well, he will always have my support. I don't know who's going to run with him. I really like DeSantis. I can't think of anyone besides DeSantis, but President Trump will always have my support. The best president I've ever lived under. His policies were superior. It was always about policies. It's not about personality to me as much as what are these people supposed to do when they get to office? They're supposed to work to make America great, to make America safe, to make America prosperous. And that's exactly what President Trump did. It was not about emotions for me. It was about who can better direct this country. And so it's very clear that his policies are far superior than those that we're living under today. And even after this pile on comes Wednesday, I will take all of their phone calls and I will be looking for how can we win this seat come November.
You know, and Sean Hannity as well, I know you had, you had taken up on his offer to come on the show. Is that going to happen? What's the latest there?
No, I offered him. I said, Sean, I'm going to keep my calendar open just for you at 9 p.m. on Monday. Bring me in and we can sit down and you can ask all of these riveting questions about me right there on air. And he came back. That was a very short tweet that I sent to him. And he came back saying, oh, I'm going to be off on Friday. I can't do nothing on Saturday. I'm just not. He took six different tweets in order to say no to me. And yet, every single night, you know, he's the ringleader of this pile-on of Kathy Barnett. You know, he's like, we just have questions. We have questions. And yet, I said, Sean, I'm clearing my calendar, 9 p.m. I will come to you, sit in your studio, and you can ask me all of these riveting questions you have now. And he told me no.
Well, there you go. And I think that says a lot. Kathy, I appreciate you coming on the program. We wanted to give you a chance to have your say, and you answered our questions. And the best of luck to you in the big race tomorrow.
Thank you, Todd. I'm so excited.
All right. Yes, you are. Kathy Barnett, everybody, running for the U.S. Senate in Pennsylvania. And ultimately, it's up to you, the voters of Pennsylvania. Guys, this one's on you. Clearly, there were questions about holes in her biography. I think those questions have been asked and answered. We went out and we verified her where she worked at the university, Judson University in Illinois. That was a big question. So at this point, I mean, if people really do have a problem, they need to go ahead and throw out all the goods. You know, if you've got the dirt, let's see the dirt. 844-747-8868, toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
You're listening to Todd Starnes.
Well, I don't have to tell you folks, America is facing huge challenges. Soaring inflation, alarming crime rates, the worsening crisis at our southern border, and radical ideas being forced on our children. Folks, it's time to join forces with an organization that loves America. AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens, is America's conservative 50-plus organization. My friends at AMAC are action-oriented and fight every day to represent your interest on Capitol Hill with the AMAC Advocacy Team. So join today. Go to amac.us/starnes. Start receiving amazing benefits like discounts on travel, cell phones, and restaurants, all while fighting to preserve America and the causes that conservatives care about. For just $16 a year, you can join forces with AMAC and 2.3 million Americans who share your values. I'm a proud member of AMAC, and you can be one too. Go to amac.us/starnes and join or renew today. All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. By the way, Republicans in Pennsylvania are really upset, very frustrated with President Trump, especially lawmakers who went out on who went out there and were endorsing President Trump back during the GOP primary in 2016, before he was even the nominee. And they put their political careers on the line for President Trump, only for the president to turn around and endorse somebody else. And they say that the president is not a loyal person. Meanwhile, President Trump just came out a little while ago and endorsed Madison Cawthorn. He says that Cawthorn deserves a second chance. You folks, and we have a lot of folks in Cawthorn's district listening to this program. Do you think Cawthorn deserves a second chance? I mean, seems to me he's working on chance number 12. 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Now, look, after the bottom of the hour here, we're going to get into this story that happened over the weekend in Buffalo, New York. President Biden is going to Buffalo tomorrow, and we all know what's going to happen here. We all know the president is not going to be conciliatory. He's not going to be compassionate. He's going to use that as a platform to advance this notion that there's some sort of a race war happening in the United States of America. We all know what's going to happen. And he's also going to announce some sort of a gun grab initiative. Now, you can say what you want to say. And by the way, I've got people from the White House that are coming out and attacking me on Twitter, and I'll get to that as well. But I've got all these folks after me because I'm pointing out that the administration needs to treat these attacks equally. For example, the president has yet to visit the survivors and the families of those lost during the terrorist attack in Waukesha, Wisconsin. which was perpetrated by a black supremacist. So why is it that the president is more than happy to go to Buffalo, New York, and console people in the aftermath of a white supremacist attack, but not a black supremacist attack? Well, it's very simple. Or Brooklyn, New York, for that matter. It's very simple. The president doesn't believe that all lives matter, and neither does this administration. And that's why they're staying as far away from Waukesha, Wisconsin, as humanly possible. All right, 844-747-8868, toll-free telephone number. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Friends, since November of last year, the stock market has plummeted, but gold has been on the rise. Gas prices are insane. The stock market extremely volatile. Inflation is even worse than it was last year, and now we have a war with Russia and Ukraine that could spread to the rest of the world. The markets do not like instability. The good news, you have options. Gold prices are rising as investors turn to gold for protection. Gold provides a hedge against inflation and protects against a weakening dollar. Legacy Precious Metals is the only company I trust for investing in gold and silver. You need an investment that will protect your wealth and retirement. Be proactive while there's still time. Remember 2008? Those invested in gold saw huge gains while others lost their retirements. Legacy Precious Metals can advise you on all of your options for investing in gold and silver. You can speak to an IRA expert at Legacy Precious Metals, 866-528-1903, or download their free investor's guide at legacypminvestments.com. All right, what a terrible, terrible weekend we had. It was awful. And you can sit back and you can have an argument, you can have a debate over, okay, what's going on in our country? I mean, you had what almost, and these are just the big reported stories. I mean, on an average weekend in Chicago, for example, you've got 50, 60, 70 people that are gunned down, that are shot. I mean, there's a lot of violence in America right now, no doubt about it. But just in these mass shootings where you had, 21, 22 people that were shot in the streets of Milwaukee after the NBA playoff game over the weekend, you had the church shooting yesterday out in Southern California, Orange County, and then, there was the Houston. You had, five people shot at the farmer's market or this flea market down there in Houston, and then you had this horrifying shooting at the Tops grocery store in Buffalo, New York. Now, you're going to hear a lot of stuff in the media. People are blaming Tucker Carlson. They're blaming Fox News. They're blaming Donald Trump. They're blaming the NRA. But ultimately, the only person to blame here is the sicko monster that opened fire. He's the guy to blame for all of this. Was an 18-year-old kid, Peyton Gendron is his name, drove a couple of hundred miles away from his home to Buffalo to shoot black people. I mean, that's what he wanted to do. I read the guy's manifesto. Apparently, he videoed it. He filmed it live on Twitch, and so now they're accusing Twitch, the government, there in New York, Kathy Hochul, who's the governor, she says that Twitch is to blame. So what is she saying? We got to shut down social media now? Is that the argument? But I want to throw this thought out there, and I know this is going to rankle some folks, but I'm kind of in a rankling mood today. Is it possible? I'm just remotely possible that one of the reasons why the nation is, I don't know, absorbed. Just here lately, in the past, I don't know, two decades or so, one of the reasons why we are so enraptured with these mass shootings, is it possible because we have raised a generation of young people, and all they do, they don't go outside and they don't play anymore. They don't play make-believe. They don't go running around in the woods. They're sitting in front of video game screens, in many cases from sun up to sundown, and all they're doing is shooting people. Now, That doesn't mean that every person in America who plays video games is going to turn into some sort of a serial killer. But I do wonder, does that have any sort of an impact on the psyche? I mean, are we that deadened now to this level of violence? I'm just throwing the question out there, because really the art reflects the society that we live in, and our music, our movies, our entertainment, it's very violent. Video games, throw those in too. It's all violent. So I'm not saying ban all video games. I'm just throwing this out there. Let's just say that you've got a 4-year-old and you're gonna let the 4-year-old play, I don't know, some sort of a violent video game, and then the 4-year-old is hooked, and for the rest of their life they're playing these games. Would it be that much of a stretch for the kid to go out and do something like this? Is it mom and dad's fault? By all indications, the other two kids are normal. And they're saying this guy, though, this guy was a nut job. I don't know if he was the spawn of Satan. I don't know. But last year, they say that he threatened violence at his high school. And whatever it was so severe that they put the kid in the hospital. And this was last year. It's not even a year ago. It was in June of last year. And a day and a half later, a couple of days, he was released, and that was it. According to the New York Times, the kid fell off the law enforcement's radar. And then we have what happened over the weekend. Now, I want to say something about that. The shootings, the mass shootings over the weekend, and we're going to throw Illinois in there because that happens every weekend and nobody bats an eyelash. The mass shootings happened in states that have the strictest gun control laws in the nation on the books. As a matter of fact, New York State has a red flag law. So my question is, why wasn't this kid on some sort of a government database in New York where they could keep an eye on the kid? He went out there, he bought a weapon. How was he able to do that when last year they thought he was some sort of a nut job that was going to go shoot up his high school's graduation? Again, just asking questions here. 844-747-8868. That's our phone number, 844-747-8868. Meanwhile, the same law enforcement in New York State had plenty of time to go after our friend James O'Keefe from over at Project Veritas. And their only crime was doing good journalism. Then you've got down in Virginia, and who knows where else this took place. You had the FBI investigating dozens and dozens of moms and dads whose only crime was to be concerned with their school board's policies regarding transgenderism, letting boys use the girls' bathroom, and critical race theory classes. So the FBI's out there, state law enforcement, God knows who, they're out there investigating all these law-abiding citizens who are doing nothing wrong. Meanwhile, you've got this potential psychopath that's wandering around buying guns. And that's okay. Until it's not okay. By the way, this is fascinating. One of the neighbors, an eyewitness at that supermarket, left reporters dumbfounded. So, you know, this is all about race and it's all about guns. That's what this is all going to be about moving forward, probably more so race than the guns. But one eyewitness who happens to be a black man said, hey, wait a second, this has everything to do with the person with the gun, not the gun itself. Take a listen.
This is just ridiculous. What else can you say? It's ridiculous. Something has to change from the bottom to the top, because they're not going to do nothing. We got to do something, because this is ridiculous. I feel bad for the people that was in there, because after the security guard got shot, he got a gun shooting people still. If more people were armed and knew what they were doing with a gun, because it's not the gun, it's the person with the gun that don't know how to act. So I just hope something comes from this.
It's not the gun. It's the person with the gun. That from one of the witnesses there who just left the supermarket when all of the shooting broke out.
All right, there you have it. I mean, there's the guy, and he said, hey, this has nothing to do with the gun. And he's got a fair point here. My issue is, at that point, unless you are a trained marksman, somebody jumps out of their car with that kind of firepower, I mean, it's over in a matter of seconds. So, I hear what the guy's saying, but the reality is you could have had a lot of people in that supermarket armed. I'm not sure they would have been able to act. I mean, you're reaching for a can of Kraft macaroni and cheese, and the next thing you know, gunfire's blazing. Do you have enough time to drop the Kraft mac and cheese, pull out your weapon, and then return fire? I don't think so. But it's a dangerous, deadly world out there, folks. And it was a terrible thing that happened. I, right out of the gate, called this guy a white terrorist. And that's what he is. I read the manifesto. The guy wanted to kill as many black people as he could. By the way, two white people were also shot. As a matter of fact, one of the first victims on the video that I saw happened to be a white person. So where do we go from here? Well, Biden's going to make this a big race issue, and they're going to declare tomorrow that there's a big race war in America. And there may be a race war in America, but I'm not sure it's going down the way Biden thinks it's going down. And I want to go back to what happened in Waukesha. Why did Biden refuse to go to Wisconsin? Is it possible that going to Wisconsin would give validation to the fact that there is a very significant issue with black-on-white crime in this country? And by the way, what about black-on-black crime? Anybody want to have that discussion? Nobody wants to have that discussion because they're too busy playing politics. But I'd like to think that we can all live in a country where we can agree that a black terrorist, white terrorist, Hispanic terrorist, Asian-American terrorist, it's terrorism. Murder is murder. It is evil. 844-747-8868. That's our telephone number. Let's go to the phones. Zion is in Auburn, Maine, listening to us on WLOB. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi. I just wanted to say this is ridiculous what Joe Biden's doing and what you say he's going to declare a race war, because he did nothing when what happened in Waukesha, and I'm not saying that what this man did wasn't bad. It's awful, but Biden did nothing. It's just ridiculous.
Well, it's evil. I mean, I don't care if you're a black or white person. I mean, if you're going out there shooting people in a supermarket, you deserve what's coming. If I'd been the cops, I'm like, you know what, kid, go ahead and shoot yourself. Save the taxpayers from some money. That's what I say. Or turn the guy over to the families of those that were killed in the supermarket. Let them handle it.
I agree.
But again, Zion, appreciate the call here. The issue I have is that the White House is going to be playing politics with this, and they do it all the time. This happened all the time during the Obama administration. All the time. As a matter of fact, I think that was the whole point of Obama's administration, was to create racial unrest in America. Now, we're going to have to rise above that here, people. All of us, black, white, Hispanic, all of us, we're going to have to rise above this and not buy in to this nonsense that Biden and his cronies are going to be spewing in Buffalo and elsewhere. So, look, we're going to take a break here. We're going right back to the phones when we get back. 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number, 844-747-8868.
It's the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
Well, our good friend Mike Lindell is back at it again. Hello, everybody. I'm Todd Starnes. Mike Lindell not only created the best pillow, but now he's created the best towel in the world. That's right. Mike Lindell found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology to create towels that feel soft but actually work. And they're all made with USA cotton. They come with the MyPillow 60-day money-back guarantee. Get this, folks. You're going to get a 6-piece set, 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, 2 washcloths, made with USA cotton, soft yet absorbent. Normally $109.99, now just $39.99.
All you need to do is go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the towels. Just enter the promo code STARNS or call 800-839-8506 for these great radio specials. That's 800-839-8506. Use the promo code STARNS.
Oh, by the way, according to the manifesto, he did a Q&A. This thing was like 100 and some odd pages long. And at one point, the guy does a Q&A. Are you a conservative? No, I am not a conservative. Are you a Christian? No, I am not a Christian. And I say this because that part of it is going to get left out of the mainstream media coverage. Matter of fact, they're trying to blame Tucker Carlson for all of this because the guy ascribes to this replacement theory, white replacement theory. In other words, we're letting all of these illegals invade the country to dilute the white population of America. So anyway, the guy actually hates Fox News, but they're trying to portray this as some sort of, well, you got to get rid of Tucker Carlson because Tucker Carlson is to blame. Tucker has nothing to do with this at all. But anyway, you're not going to hear this in the mainstream media, but the guy did pledge his allegiance to socialism. So this guy is a neo-Nazi. That's what he is. He's a white supremacist, he's a terrorist, but he's not conservative, and he's not a Christian. All right, let's go to the phones here, 844-747-8868. Michelle, North Carolina, what's on your mind?
Hey, Todd, I just want to start out by saying that, you know, my heart's with the people in Buffalo, and I've thought about them all weekend, and I feel so bad for what they're going through. But, you know, one of the first things that comes to my mind was those poor people in Wisconsin, you know. And it really upsets me that they didn't fit Biden's narrative, but Buffalo does.
Well, Michelle, it comes down to a very simple issue. The lives of the people who were taken in Wisconsin, their lives don't matter to the Biden administration. They can't
exactly. They
can't score political points with those victims. And that's the whole point.
Yeah. Yeah, they didn't fit the narrative. You know, and that just makes me so mad. I've been ranting about it all weekend to anybody that would listen to me. And it's wrong and we shouldn't put up with it. You know, it's not right and it shouldn't be happening.
You just consider, Michelle, over the weekend, consider how many people in the mainstream media and cable news are broadcasting their shows from Buffalo, mm-hmm. and compare that to the number of people who did not bother to show up to cover the story in Waukesha, Wisconsin. I mean, it was a night and day, just like in Brooklyn, New York.
They didn't even want to call it a hate crime.
No, and they don't want to call what happened in Brooklyn on that subway a hate crime. But again, the suspect in that case was a black supremacist, just like the guy in Waukesha, Wisconsin. But it is very curious how this administration, and look, this goes all the way back to Barack Hussein Obama. This is nothing new. Those kinds of attacks don't matter because they know they cannot score political points. Michelle, great, great call. Thank you for listening to the program. Oh, by the way, I've got to play this audio for you. This is from Orange County, this Presbyterian church. Taiwanese folks gathering for an after church meal when a guy in his 60s showed up. And here's what happened after he opened fire.
The incident happened at lunch, at a lunch banquet following the morning service. And again, to remind you, this is all very preliminary information. We believe a group of churchgoers detained him and hogtied his legs with an extension cord and confiscated at least two weapons from him. He was detained when the deputies arrived. That group of churchgoers displayed what we believe is exceptional heroism and bravery in intervening to stop the suspect. They undoubtedly prevented additional injuries and fatalities. The suspect was not injured during the incident and was taken into custody. He's believed to be an Asian male adult in his 60s. We don't believe he lives in this area. Investigators are working to determine his city of residence and whether he has any connection to this church or to the congregation.
Well, I say good for the churchgoers. There was another report that said the pastor of the church threw a chair at the gunman. And this guy was loaded again. He was prepared to take out a lot of people, but the pastor intervened, threw a chair. Other church members jumped in. They hogtied the guy, and he was all wrapped up like a Christmas Day present for the police when they finally got to the church house there in Orange County, California. So I say good on those church members. But again, folks, when it comes to these kinds of situations where you've got these shooters going in, opening fire, I say take out the bad guy right away. You know, just do the American people, the taxpayers, a service so we don't have to pay for these three squares a day for the rest of their lives. God forbid they get out thanks to these no-account leftist DAs. But maybe it's time to bring back public executions, and maybe, just maybe, these bad guys will think twice before doing the unthinkable. Unbelievable. All right, hey, folks, stick around. Hour two coming up, 844-747-8868. Toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
If you have credit card debt, I want you to listen to this. Credit card rates are now close to 17%. That's more than three times current mortgage rates, meaning you are overpaying your debt and really should consider a cash-out refinance. And please do it now. The Fed is going to keep raising rates as the year goes on, and that'll cost you more than you're used to. You really should take advantage of a free mortgage review from American Financing, because if you're a homeowner, your equity can help you pay off any debt faster and at a lower rate, so you're paying less in interest and saving significant money long term. In fact, at American Financing, they're saving folks up to $1,000 a month. Think of the difference that can make. Then give them a call to learn more, 866-890-9749. That's 866-890-9749, or visit AmericanFinancing.net. NMLS 182334, NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah. All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome to hour two of the big show. Good to have you with us today. Man, what a crazy weekend, and it was just horrifying. I mean, just mass shooting after mass shooting after mass shooting, and you wonder where all of this is coming from. Well, I'm going to tell you right here and right now, I just believe that we are dealing with a great evil that has fallen upon our country. And you can, yeah, I do believe it is a spiritual problem. This is not something that we're going to be able to legislate our way out of. And until we can get these thick-headed politicians to understand that, it's just going to get worse. But this is a matter of shutting down our church houses for a solid year during the pandemic. This is a number of our churches refusing to even address things called sin anymore because they don't want to offend people. And it's also the result of a mainstream media that is more than happy to perpetuate this idea that there is some sort of a race war in America. And I don't believe there is one. As a matter of fact, I do believe there are white supremacists. I think there are black supremacists in this country. I think there are a lot of very bad people in this country. But by and large, I don't believe that white people are just going out and killing black people, or black people are going out there and killing white people. But when that happens, it's fascinating to watch the mainstream media play the race card. And that's what's happening. And that's what's happening with this situation in Buffalo. That's the only reason Joe Biden is going to Buffalo tomorrow, along with the First Lady. So a lot of you folks want to weigh in on this. 844-747-8868. Let's go to Mike in Statesville, North Carolina. Mike, welcome to the program. What's on your mind?
Yes, sir. I just wanted to make a comment on that young fellow in Buffalo. If things would have been like they were in the 60s, when he got in trouble, he would either have been sent to reform school, or the judge would have said, you have a chance to go into the armed forces, either Marines or the Army. And the troublemakers in our town, there were a few that had that option and went into the military. And being in the military in the 60s, it changed their whole outlook of when they'd come back after basic training and they'd walk through school in their uniforms, they were different people. And maybe we've gone so far now where, you know, this young guy could have maybe had a chance at not having a life spent behind bars now, and he could have served the country.
Well, clearly somebody knew something about this kid. I mean, you don't go within a span of less than a year to becoming a full-blown white supremacist who wants to kill black people, kill. By the way, he also wanted to kill white business owners and Jews. I mean, this guy's an evil monster, but that doesn't happen just overnight. And again, I go back to the initial police investigation. Did they do their due diligence on this kid, or did they just say, okay, you know, behave yourself, don't threaten to kill people anymore, and go about your business?
Yeah, I mean, yes.
Or mom and dad. Mike, let me ask you, do you have kids, Mike?
Yes, I do.
Well, I would be willing to bet that, you know, if you had kids and you've got the kids, they're online, they're on the computers, you know exactly where they're going to, you know what pages they're going to, and you know everything about their social media history. And I do question the mom and dad at that point. Were they paying attention to what the kid had been doing on social media?
I go along with that reasoning, but things in this country have changed so far. They're just not like they were when I was growing up. When my oldest son was a senior in high school, I was already talking to him about either going to college or going to the military. He wasn't going to stay home and get a free ride. That we had to do things. And he chose it, and he went into the military and made a good career choice. And now he's out, and he's doing very well.
I have no doubt that the military can straighten people out. And, I mean, the stories have been legendary, of that happening. But in this case, you do wonder who dropped the ball. Could this have possibly been stopped? And how many times have we seen that either law enforcement or the courts just simply did not follow through? Mike, got to run. Appreciate the call. Let's go to Matt, listening to us in Eastern North Carolina. Matt, what's on your mind?
Hello, Todd. I loved your idea about public execution and not housing and feeding and clothing these maniacs that go out and murder people. In addition, for example, in North Carolina, we know we have 100 counties. We only need one gallows per county. Public execution. And if I may say one more thing, why are the taxpayers paying $500,000 for a fence around Biden's personal residence in Delaware?
Look, that is,
figure that one out?
It's a great question, Mike. I mean, if you're not going to protect our southern border, why should we protect Joe Biden's borders? That's I just don't get that, Matt. But I will say this. Yes, public executions. People, young people especially, need to understand the severe punishments under the law. That's what we need to be focused on, is that young people need to understand there are consequences in America. And is that going to stop every horrible, awful crime? No, but it just might stop some. And I say, let's do it and save the taxpayers a few dollars.
Thank you, sir.
All right, Matt, appreciate the call. And by the way, you could even be environmental. You could use a hemp rope, you know? I mean, it's there are ways around that. Let's go to Jerry, Oak Ridge, Tennessee, great part of the country. Hey, Jerry, what's up?
Hey, Todd, thanks for taking my call. You've been talking about some of the causes and things. You won't find all the causes, but anyhow, the whole thing reminds me of a quote I heard on Tucker Carlson maybe a year or two ago. And he said that if a parent favors one child over the other, they don't hate you, they hate each other. And I think that's might be what's going on here. We've got all these little groups. They've all been divided, and nobody's getting along. And I think that would explain at least, I think a large part of what's going on right now.
You think it's going to be fixed? Is there a way out of all this, Jerry?
I heard a couple other people talking over the weekend about that. I don't see, I don't know, no. And it's scary. I hate to think about it, but no, it's going to get worse before it gets better. It's like inflation. You know, it's going to get worse before it gets better. And the way that you beat inflation is to raise interest rates. The way you end the race war is, I don't know. I mean, I'm not advocating, like a race war or anything, but I think it'll be a long
time. Oh, Jerry, that's what they want. That Joe Biden and the Democrats, and it's really not Joe Biden. He does not, again, brain of cottage cheese. It's whoever's controlling Biden, which is Barack Hussein Obama. They want a race war in this country for only one reason. They know that out of that chaos can advance their ultimate goal, which is to take over this country and implement socialism. And what scares me is there are enough people in this country that would go along with something like that. It's very troubling. Jerry, appreciate the call, and thank you for listening. Real quick, before we go to break, let's go to our good friend Mike over at Nuga Radio in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Mike, what's up?
My friend Todd, you sound great, buddy. Psychotropic drugs. In every one of the mass shootings I investigated, there was psychotropic drugs involved, and they were either coming off them or they were on them. So my question was this individual on a psychotropic drug? Was he under a psychiatrist's care? I want to know his mental background. And here's something interesting. In 1974, 1 in 10 Americans were diagnosed with a psychosis, and the psychiatric industry received about $500 million a year. As of 4 years ago, they received billions of dollars a year. And they diagnosed 1 in 2 Americans with a psychosis. So this is definitely an industry. And unfortunately, kids are being put on these drugs at a very early age. So that's my question.
That's a fair question. And we don't know the answer to that question just yet, Mike. We do know that he was hospitalized for a day and a half, and then he was set loose. I don't know if that's enough time to get somebody, on medication and whether or not he was still on that medication. But to your point, I mean, there's no doubt about it. We've got generations of young boys who have been heavily medicated their entire lives. And what does that look like? I don't know.
Why did it happen in the 60s, the 50s, the 40s? Why all of a sudden when the medical industry receives more money from the federal government, we have more psychological issues? It doesn't make any sense.
No, imagine that. Right.
Okay.
Exactly. All right, Mike, good hearing from you, sir, and keeping things under control over on the eastern side of the great state of Tennessee. Folks, we got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. We have lines open. That's 844-747-8868. Coming up, a former congressman, a conservative congressman, Trump supporter, Thomas Marino out of Pennsylvania. He was President Trump's pick for drug czar. And now he is fuming, accusing President Trump of throwing a pro-Trump lawmaker under the bus and accusing President Trump of not being a loyal person. We're going to get into that. We've got some crazy audio to share with you. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
From the front lines of the culture war, it's Todd Starnes.
The fight for the unborn is raging in our country. An unprecedented leak from the Supreme Court indicates Roe v. Wade is on the brink of being overturned. During this critical time, a new movie is about to be released. The award-winning film, The Matter of Life, cuts through the rhetoric and hatred and exposes the real issues surrounding the plight of the unborn. The Matter of Life will be in theaters nationwide for 2 nights only, May 16th and May 17th. If you care about protecting the unborn, this is a movie you will not want to miss. Go to fathomevents.com now to reserve your tickets for a theater near you for May 16 or 17 and have your own life transformed as you watch The Matter of Life. That's fathomevents.com. There's a battle taking place in America. Whether you are pro-choice or pro-life, you need to watch this film.
Sweet Lord, America. I can't figure out how to put my headphones on. Welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us today. 844-747-8868. That's our number. By the way, I'm in a Twitter war right now with Jill Biden's press secretary. Don't these people have work to do? We're paying their salaries, for crying out loud. So a guy by the name of Michael LaRosa, he is Jill Biden's press secretary. And I pointed out, I'll share with you what I wrote, and then the guy goes bonkers on me. I just asked a simple question, and here is the question. So why didn't Joe go to Waukesha? Well, let me back up here. Hold on. I got to back up because there were multiple tweets involved. So anyway, he's accusing me of lying about Joe Biden. Well, first of all, Biden didn't go to Waukesha. That's not a lie. He did not go to Waukesha. He sent the wife over about a month after the attack. So anyway, LaRosa goes, some right-wing bloviator no one's ever heard of questions Joe Biden's empathy and compassion in times of tragedy. That's a new one. Nice try, though. Well, first of all, I would say thank you. I mean, you've got the press secretary for the first lady of these great United States of America taking time to reach out to a right-wing bloviator that nobody's ever heard of. So thank you very much, Mr. LaRosa. So I answered, I responded. Normally, I ignore these attacks. But since, again, this guy's salary is being paid for by we the people, I decided, you know what, I will humor him. So I said, so, Mr. Press Secretary, why didn't Joe go to Waukesha if, as you say, he's so compassionate? And he responded, the last guy told us to drink bleach as tens of thousands of Americans were dying in April 2020. Do you really want to play this game, LOL? Well, first of all, that's a flat-out lie. Trump told no one to go out there and drink bleach. As a matter of fact, Trump is responsible for the vaccine. Not Joe Biden. But anyway, we shall play this game. I had to stop because I have a job to do, which is to broadcast this radio program border to border, coast to coast, across the fruited plain. So we'll get back to the First Lady's press secretary a little bit later on. As your friendly neighborhood right-wing and, dare I say, ultra-mega bloviator. All right, let's go to the phones here. 844-747-8868. Larry, Arkansas, what's on your mind?
Todd Starnes, I wanted to call in, and I wanted to thank you for taking the time and putting a candidate for Senate, in the U.S. Senate from Pennsylvania, opening your show today. And that's a lot more than I'll say that Sean Hannity was willing to do. So I wanted to call in and say job well done, and thank you very much, sir.
Well, Larry, you're kind to say that. And look, I don't have a dog in the hunt there. I'm looking at McCormick's record. He looks pretty good. I can tell you right now that there's no way that I would ever support Dr. Oz because he's pro-abortion. But, you know, if I'm looking at Kathy Barnett, I think she's answered all the questions. I just think she got a raw deal by Hannity and by a lot of those Trump supporters out there.
And not just Sean Hannity, to be fair. The person, as you were stating, you know, in the interview, the reporter, they called to ask, you know, the pertinent questions about her history, you know, putting a negative spin on it when he didn't get an immediate answer. So this is not just Sean Hannity. It's all the media. But you, Todd Starnes, you stand out. You stand up and you put the people on and ask the questions, you know, to expose what the news actually is, not just in her case, but just about everything you do every day.
Well, you're kind to say that, Larry. And look, we think it's only fair that that these candidates are offered a platform and they can explain themselves. Look, we don't pull any punches here. And at the same time, we're not into the gotcha journalism. But I can tell you this, Larry, I have never come under such fierce attack from the MAGA world as I have over the past week or so with you know getting Kathy on the program. People don't want to, you know, there are people within that Trump circle that do not want her to express her opinions on the national stage. And I'm just, yeah, I'm a little curious about that. It, something doesn't quite make sense.
Yes, sir. Well, you keep going with your instinct, and I think you're going to come out on top in the end. So
well,
thank you again.
All right, Larry, appreciate those kind words. And by the you know, and again, we have an open invitation on this program to anybody except for Dr. Oz, because, you know, we're not going to give a pro-abortionist the time of day. That's not what we do here. But Tom Marino has a beef with the president, and I want you to hear what Marino had to say. He's defending and supporting a candidate named Lou Barletto, who did not get Trump's endorsement, even though he's pro-Trump. Let's take a listen.
There's another issue I want to address. I was extremely disappointed when Mr. Trump came out and endorsed Mr. Mastriano. I know Mr. Mastriano. I met him in Europe when I was vice president of NATO. Great military guy. But where in the hell is the loyalty? Lou and I were the first congressmen to come out to endorse Trump in his first election. We took a lot of heat about it. We were the first to come out and didn't endorse anybody else. There were one or two that endorsed someone else, and then those people got tossed, and then they jumped on board with us.
All right, well, let me jump in here. And again, he goes on, and we don't have a lot of time this segment to get to finish that. But he's got a pretty valid point here, doesn't he? I mean, he says, you know what, we're out there, we're supporting Trump, we took a lot of arrows for the president, and then he turns around and he throws us under the bus? What's going on? Who do you think is ultimately calling the shots there and telling Trump who to endorse and who not to endorse? 844-747-8868, toll-free number. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Something you probably do know. Progressive can not only offer you a great price when you bundle home and auto, they offer you round-the-clock protection. Something you probably don't know, the average oak tree branch can hold 70 pounds. Something you probably do know, your neighbor is building their kid a treehouse. Something you probably don't know, a falling treehouse would take out your whole fence. Bundle your home and auto with Progressive and get more than a great price. Get round-the-clock protection. Something you know for the things you don't know. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and third-party insurers and subject to policy terms. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
This morning, mounting concerns for panicked parents as the nation's baby formula shortage shows no signs of letting up. Across the country, the out-of-stock rate is over 40%, a figure the White House disputes.
We go to buy formula, everything is gone.
The CEO of formula maker Perrigo, one of the big four manufacturers, predicting this shortage could last the rest of the year. The empty shelves forcing desperate moms like Katie Miller to use social media to find the formula she needs to feed her twin daughters.
When you go to all of the stores within a two-hour radius and you can't find what you need and have to resort to other measures, it's really stressful.
All right, there you have it, folks. That's a report from ABC News about the baby formula crisis. It's insane out there, just insane. And the administration's clueless. As a matter of fact, Biden was asked about this out on the campaign trail. Here's what he had to say, cut four.
Sooner before parents got to these shelves and couldn't find formula?
If we'd been better mind readers, I guess we could have, but we moved as quickly as the problem became apparent to us. And we have to move with caution as well as speed.
All right, there you go. Biden says, well, what do you expect from us? We expect you to do your job, Mr. President. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. We're always honored to have our friend Art Alley. He is founder and president of the Timothy Plan, timothyplan.com. And Art, your reaction to the Biden administration, they're like, hey, we're not mind readers here.
Well, man, you know, you're not only a leading newsmaker, you're very entertaining as well, because you get a lot of material. And my goodness, I mean, How long can they get away with this stuff? Who in the world knows? But it's crazy. That's serious stuff. I mean, you know, if a mama can't get the formula for her baby, what in the world is she going to do? Of course, you and I are probably old enough. We remember that's before baby formula, so I don't know. Maybe there are options, but it has been such a blessing to parents. And now when you can't get it, and that one lady I heard traveled 2 hours and couldn't get it, that's serious stuff, man.
Well, it is. And, of course, Art, you know, when we were growing, you know, I was born in 67. And, you know, they were still promoting, what is it, the evaporated milk or whatever kind of milk it was, you know, and the Karo syrup, the whole thing. And we all turned out okay.
Well, you know, I grew up on milk, you know. And in my generation, we never even heard of lactose intolerance. So I don't know. Maybe there is something in some of this manufactured stuff. But at any rate, if I'm a parent with a little child, man, I am going to be up in arms when I can't get the formula to feed my child.
Especially when it is the government knew this was going to happen, and they turned a blind eye and they did nothing about it.
Well, just you could name a litany of things like that. And, you know, at first I kind of thought incompetence, and you probably did too. But, you know, there's a real good chance a lot of this might be purposeful, especially like the gas prices that are going through the roof. Just as I bought a motorhome. Now I can't afford to take it out of the dadgum driveway. There's a real chance they're doing this on purpose to try to eliminate fossil fuels, and no matter what the pain and suffering they cause, that doesn't matter because that doesn't hit them.
Art, I was going to fill up the car after church yesterday, $4.49 for the regular unleaded, $4.49 a gallon, and that's here in Memphis, Tennessee. It's just insane. And I'm with you. This is all intentional. They want to force us back to the horses and the buggies. That's the whole point of all of this.
Yeah, and no matter what they say, I really am convinced they don't care about the people. And that's becoming obvious. But be grateful, Todd. You got gasoline instead of diesel. My motorhome's a diesel, man, and that's getting up around $6 a gallon.
Oh, yeah, that's nuts. Nuts. Art Alley on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. He is president of Timothy Plan, the nation's leading biblically-based pro-life, pro-family mutual fund group. Art, how are things looking economically? I know there's a survey out. 70% of the country say we're heading on the wrong path right now.
Well, I kind of worry, Todd, about the other 30%.
Yeah.
I mean, what can they be thinking? But I'll tell you this. We just had our quarterly trustees meeting. You know, Timothy Plan has a board of trustees, or 12. We meet every quarter. And this time we met with all of our sub-advisors, the money managers that actually, you know, the various firms that manage our various funds. And, you know, there was a ray of hope that glimmered through there. Not that they can see the future, but they do what they do, and they've been doing it for 40, 50 years, and they've got all kinds of analysts. And, you know, the bottom line, they didn't see a recession coming this year, maybe next year, maybe the following year. But that doesn't mean it isn't going to, but at least there was some hope. You know, things are kind of at an all-time low, and especially bonds, they have not gone down this much in 40 years because of the raise in interest rates. But in the meantime, all I know is this. I've been doing this 45 years, Todd, and markets go up and markets go down, and they generally go up a lot more than they go down, and we're in one of those that going down periods. And the only people that lose money are those that give in to the twin toxic emotions of fear and greed. Fear, when it's going down, you kind of get scared. I'm going to lose everything. Well, you're not going to lose everything. There's value there, and the companies are real. But they sell toward the bottom of the market. And then they sit and watch it go up on the recovery, and then the greed kicks in, and they jump in somewhere near the top of the market. You just can't outguess That's why market timing, I've never seen it work, because you've got to guess right twice consistently to know when to buy and when to sell. All I know, if you're diversified and you stay the course and let good managers manage it, you will come through this and do all right.
Art, we're going to have to leave it there, sir. Always okay. Good advice coming from you. And folks, the important thing you need to know about Timothy Plan, they use stringent moral screening criteria, and it's all to help you invest your money in companies that are fighting, invest in companies that are supporting causes and ideas that you care about. TimothyPlan.com. We have a link in our live show blog. Art, always good hearing from you, sir.
Todd, a pleasure, man. Keep up the good work.
All right. Art Alley, everybody, from the Timothy Plan. Got to take a break. Our good friend Scott Walker from Young America's Foundation coming up next.
It's Radio Free America. Todd Starnes.
When you bundle your renters and auto insurance with Progressive, you could save money, but it doesn't cover any terrible memories living rent-free in your head.
You remember that time you were singing in the shower, and then you heard a knock on the wall, and then you realized that your bathroom shared a wall with your neighbor's bedroom, and all you could do was stand there silently, thinking about all the other things they may have heard in the 4 years you've lived there? Yeah, good times.
Sorry, we can't save you from that memory, but we could save you money bundling your renters and auto insurance with Progressive. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and third-party insurers. Renters insurance and bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Great to have you with us. Want to go right now directly to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Our good friend from Young America's Foundation, Governor Scott Walker. Governor, good to have you back with us today.
Well, Todd, it's actually Congressman Mark Walker running for the U.S. Senate in North Carolina, but it's been it's not something that I'm not used to. Scott and I continue to get mixed up from time to time.
Well, let me say, Mark, extremely sorry for that, and my goodness, my apologies. It's Monday. What can I say?
it's Monday, and then sometimes you have people who are out sick or what have you that come in. So no worries. Scott's a fine man, and I don't have a problem with it.
Well, you know, Congressman, we've been talking for a lot today about what's been happening in Pennsylvania, where you have diehard Trump supporters, members of the administration that are very frustrated because they feel like they've been betrayed, that they feel like that loyalty doesn't seem to matter. They were expecting endorsements from the former president, and then those endorsements went to someone else. And I know that's a big issue in the state of North Carolina as well.
Yeah, it was something that I experienced last year at our state convention. We had won the 1,200 delegate participated straw poll at 44%. My other two opponents had in the 20s and teens. And President Trump was talked into endorsing another gentleman. And I'm a pretty transparent guy. It's been a battle for us at times. I continue to be the number one rated America First pro-Trump candidate in this race. I'm the highest rated conservative to ever serve in the top four leadership positions in the U.S. House. We continue to work hard and trust the Lord. But it is interesting, and I didn't think about this until you just kind of brought it up. Of all the great things that President Trump has done, probably the one thing that might be lacking there is spiritual discernment and where he has to rely on advisors around him. And I think there's been a couple of misses recently as well.
And there in North Carolina especially, why is it that you think you are the better man for the job?
Well, I think specifically, if you look at our record, there was no path, but at the end of my first term, I became the first ever member to get elected to the largest caucus in Congress. With that, formerly chaired by Jim Jordan, with that, I was able to lead the House in repealing Obamacare and defunding Planned Parenthood. I'm the last member to get a balanced budget, and I understand, probably most importantly in this, Todd, that this is as big a spiritual warfare battle as it is political. And Republicans for years continue to try to take a political approach to fix some of these problems, when I believe, I don't get to hear a ton of you, but I've watched you over the years. I believe that you concur that a lot of this issue is strictly turning our backs on God, the Bible, as well as the Constitution.
Congressman Mark Walker on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, running for office in North Carolina. You know, it's interesting, Congressman, going back to before President Trump weighed in on your race, you had a head start there, and you were really running and gunning to be the pick. How is that going now, and how do you combat that? I mean, because that's a tough thing. People love Trump, but they also love you.
Well, it is going to be interesting to see how this falls out. There are people that are perplexed about this when they look at our record, being the number one America First. In fact, President Trump's candidate just last week voted against the 57 conservatives and voted with Nancy Pelosi and every single Democrat to send another $40 billion overseas when our country is struggling. Ag's the biggest producer in the number one industry in our state, and the diesel gas, and I won't get into the litany of all the different things that are being said. But it is confused people. In fact, I was doing an interview the night that the endorsement went the other way with people assuming that because of our record, we would be the endorsed pick. Look, I'm an everyday guy. I come from modest means. I don't take a single dollar from the D.C. dark money group. And if you're willing to go to Washington and call out the swamp, which is sometimes just as deep on the Republican side, there are some intentionalities to try to get you in off the on-ramp where you're not part of the mix. We're continuing to fight. We'll see what happens. And as I said, we're going to trust the Lord for the results tomorrow evening.
Meanwhile, there are other races across the state. And it's just, again, I think it seems as though there's something happening within the Republican Party where there's a battle between the establishment rhinos. You've got the MAGA world, and then you've got whoever is recommending these people that President Trump is endorsing.
Yes, that's Todd, that's a brilliant observation, and there are three different entities, and I think you're kind of seeing this play out perfectly as you described in Pennsylvania, where you have this conflict. This is the first time we've never had anybody's endorsement in our history impact the GOP like President Trump's does, and frankly, he's earned it because he is somebody that accomplished much of what he said he wanted to do. But it is confusing because you've got evangelicals in one camp. You've got the establishment in another camp. Sometimes you have MAGA world who are kind of promoting some of the ideals of family breakdown that I think are problematic for us who are believers. So it is an interesting time. How this washes out over the next year will be very interesting.
What concerns me, Congressman, is Dr. Oz. Are we willing to redefine what it means to be a conservative to include someone who is pro-abortion, pro-radical transgender, gender reassignment surgery for kids, and someone who is pro-gun control?
We cannot. We must not. The battle is there's too much at stake. And for somebody, it's like the difference between maybe a Mitt Romney and a conservative. Mitt Romney had to acquire his conservative leanings even when he pretended to have some. Dr. Oz is in that same camp. If you don't see this stuff instinctively of what we're battling for right now when it comes to a generational education war where we've lost many of our children, if we don't understand and see this through spiritual eyes, but this is not something, no, not a personal attack. There's no evidence in Dr. Oz's life that he is that kind of instinctive conservative warrior. And that's what we've got to be careful with. And look, and that's what we're trying to do. Just last week, 200 pastors across the state of North Carolina came forward, even though it's difficult with not having the Trump endorsement. They came forward and endorsed us across the state. So we're sticking it out.
And again, as they say, all eyes on North Carolina and, of course, Pennsylvania tomorrow. What are your internals telling you about the primary?
Well, we have Mr. Budd is leading in North Carolina. The former governor, myself, are neck and neck, we believe. A lot of it depends on how the unaffiliated. We do have numbers that 62 to 64% of these unaffiliated are requesting and pulling the Republican ballot, which is a good sign. As far as knowing how those are going to break, it's very difficult. It's a little bit more difficult to get polling in a primary than a general election. But I think anything can still happen. But I would be remiss if I didn't say that Mr. Budd does have a lead with president's endorsement, and then the one of the D.C. dark money groups spending $15 million in the state on his behalf has been challenging as well.
And here's my concern. We've got about 60 seconds to deal with this one. You've got Ted Budd, who is still trailing. I mean, he was polling in the single digits before Trump came in, threw his support behind your opponent, and he is still trailing McCrory, even with Trump's endorsement. What does that tell you about Mr. Budd as a candidate?
Mr. Budd is a decent man, but right now in D.C., we need warriors, not followers. And even somebody, Todd, this is important, even somebody that may push the right button more often than not, it's no longer enough in Washington, D.C. You have to be able to grab the bull by the horns. If you're waiting for it to come to you, it will never arrive.
All right, Congressman, appreciate you coming on the program. Good luck to you tomorrow.
Thank you, Todd. Keep up the great work.
All right, Congressman Mark Walker, everybody, from the great state of North Carolina, running in that Senate race. And this is going to be a very interesting race. I like Congressman Budd. Very surprised, though, that Mark Walker, who was probably one of the most loyal Trump supporters on Capitol Hill, did not get the nomination. Or did not get the endorsement, and we'll see how things go tomorrow. But clearly, Ted Budd in the lead there, and I'm wondering, you know, again, we framed the argument. It does seem as if there are three factions fighting within the Republican Party right now. You have the establishment Republicans, you have the Make America Great Again conservatives, and then you have the Trump conservatives. And it's going to be interesting to see if they'll be able to coalesce around whoever the winners are tomorrow. By the way, Kathy Barnett said she will not be supporting, if she loses, she will not support the Republican nominee. That is an interesting thought. I will say this. I mean, if I lived in Pennsylvania and Dr. Oz was the nominee, Dr. Oz would not be getting my vote. I don't vote for pro-abortionist. I just don't do it. I don't care who you are or what's behind your name. All right, I've got to take a break here, folks. 844-747-8868. Who do you support in Pennsylvania? You folks in North Carolina, who do you support tomorrow? We're going to be talking to Michelle Woodhouse coming up next. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
We all know someone who's all work and no chill. Trust me, that used to be me. But then I found Galaxy Z Fold 4, which allows me to do more things at once. Ah. Much better. Now I can take video calls from my phone and use it to take notes at the same time.
Wait, are you at the spa?
Or check my shopping list while ordering more scented candles and face masks on the foldable, expansive screen. Don't take your to-do list one line at a time. Multitask so you can relax.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Fold 4.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us, that's right, I love this American ride.
And hello, everybody. Welcome to Hour 3 of the big show. Todd Starnes here with you today. Hope things are well, ladies and gentlemen. We've got a lot going on. A lot of you folks on hold. Patty in North Carolina. Connor in Boston. Hang tight, guys. We're going to get to your calls. I do want to go right now, though, to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. A few days ago, we got word from our friend Congressman Mike Johnson out of Louisiana that a whistleblower has confirmed that the Justice Department did, in fact, investigate dozens of moms and dads around America. Their only crime, raising concerns at their local school board meeting. Now, on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line is Tiffany Justice from Moms for Liberty. Tiffany, good to have you with us today.
Thanks for having me on.
So I want to get your reaction. I know you guys have been sort of the tip of the spear when it comes to getting parents engaged and at these school board meetings. What was your reaction to this whistleblower report?
Shocking, to be honest, in some ways, to hear that there were dozens upon dozens of parents who were also being targeted. We knew that the FBI had, in fact, contacted one of our own moms. And as soon as we found out about that, we had gone to members of the Judiciary Committee to make them aware of it. Just extremely concerning to see counterterrorism measures being used against parents in America, just parents who want to have their voices heard at their school board meeting and may not like what's happening in their school districts. And you know, as I've said before, it's not all rainbows and butterflies when you go before a school board, and the First Amendment protects that speech.
Tiffany, I'm curious about this mom that you said was targeted within your group. What happened to this person?
Yeah, well, this mom had had a child that had been quarantined and missed over 40 days of school. And, you know, Moms for Liberty has had the position from the beginning, quarantining healthy children from school is criminal. You're stealing their education from them. And so, you know, it's so incredibly hard for parents, especially in elementary school, to see, you know, for parents of kids in elementary school, to see, you know, their children's education just slipping away. We saw our children really regress during, you know, the time of COVID. So this mom is contacted by an FBI field office, asked a number of questions, and deemed obviously not as any type of threat to her community or the United States of America. And we completely have rejected and continue to reject this idea of parents as domestic terrorists. It's just absolutely ridiculous.
Well, it is. And my concern here is, of course, they're going to find that the mom did nothing wrong. But the point is, they want to put the fear of the government into all of these moms within your organization, that if they speak out, they too could get a telephone call or a knock on the door from the FBI.
Yeah, it's crazy, right? One morning you're making peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. You go to your school board meeting on a Tuesday night at 6 p.m. and the next minute you have the FBI calling you. Just insanity. It's why we've spoken out so openly about this issue. You know, I served as a school board member and I always knew if there were things that were happening in our local area, local law enforcement was there, right? They were the group that anyone would turn to if they had concerns, about what was happening in a school board meeting. And so, I definitely think that there was an effort to try to chill speech. We're standing strong. We tell our moms to be brave. We know that the First Amendment is on our side, and we need to stand up for these rights. The only way that these rights are taken from us is if we give them over, and our moms are not willing to do that. We have encouraged since the beginning of COVID all of our moms coming and speaking out and having their voices heard at school board meetings. We think it is the very best of what America is to be able to address and hold your elected leaders accountable, and we'll keep fighting for that.
And again, Tiffany, we also need to encourage these moms to reach out to their elected leaders on Capitol Hill. There's no way we're going to allow the FBI to be turned into some sort of a police state apparatus that's trying to target law-abiding moms and dads who are simply looking out for the best interest of their kids.
No, and I think in general, Todd, I think that brings up a great point about accountability. Where's the accountability here? Parents for years have been asking, where's the accountability for our children not learning in school, then learning loss and schools being closed, forced quarantines, forced masking? Where is the accountability? So I absolutely agree with you. We ask every parent in America, reach out to your elected officials, your elected officials that are in Washington, let them know this issue is important to you, that you will not allow and stand by for the weaponization of the United States federal government against parents. We have to stand together to fight this and to fight for our rights and protect the First Amendment.
All right. Tiffany Justice is one of the co-founders of Moms for Liberty. And Tiffany, I want to give you a chance to plug a big event you guys are having later this summer in Tampa, Florida. What's going on?
Yeah, very, very excited about that. Thank you. We would like for anyone who's interested, join us for the Joyful Warrior Summit. It's Moms for Liberty's first national summit, July 14th through the 17th. We're going to be in Tampa, Florida, unifying, educating, and empowering parents to create the change they want to see in their communities. We're going to have amazing special guests from across the country and a few very well-known Florida government elected officials. So we hope that everyone joins us 14th through the 17th of July in Tampa, Florida.
All right. And we will post information on our website to support that. The Joyful Warriors National Summit. That's Moms for Liberty, July 14th through the 17th in Tampa. All right. Well, Tiffany, you keep us updated on whatever's happening, and especially with the FBI agents. That's just unacceptable. And we're going to call them out every time we can.
Wonderful. Thank you for your help and support, sir.
Glad to do it. All right. Tiffany Justice, everybody, on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Can you believe that? Just, you know, and again, like she said, one minute you're making peanut butter and jelly sandwiches for the kids. The next thing you know, there's a knock on the door, and the FBI's demanding to know if you've got a problem with your local school board. unbelievable. All right, 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Want to go to Keith in North Carolina. Now, Keith, are you the guy, you've been buying up a lot of the biscuit books, is that right?
Yeah, I've been giving them away, too. I hope you don't mind.
Well, Keith, I don't mind. I mean, you could sell them. You could upcharge and make a few dollars, I guess. But that's very generous of you to give away those books.
Well, I bought them to give to friends and relatives. Some are believers and some aren't. The idea is if I could hook one of them, then I feel like it's a good investment.
I like how you think, Keith. And how are folks enjoying the biscuit book?
Well, I'm just going to tell you, I bought 20 so far. I bought 10, and they were gone in like 2 days. I bought 10 more, and I'm down to 4, so I'll have to order some more. Everybody's enjoying them. The pastor, I gave him one, and he enjoyed it so much, he included one of the anecdotal stories in Sunday's service.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, and it's always a good day when you can be quoted in a positive way by the preacher.
Well, I thought you'd enjoy hearing that, but you were asking earlier what people can do to turn around this country. It's Second Chronicles 7:13-14. Basically, raise your head to God and pray and ask for forgiveness, and he will forgive us and heal our land.
Well, that there's a lot of truth in that, Keith. And, you know, one of the reasons that I wrote the biscuit book with my dear friend Michelle Cox, and by the way, folks, Keith is talking about our daily biscuit devotions with a drawl. Keith, it's a reminder of the goodness and the kindness of the American people and especially the Christian community. And I think a lot of that gets lost in the daily headlines as we deal with this nasty crime epidemic that's been sweeping across the country.
That's a sad, I mean, it's actually a strange world in which we find ourselves. But my Bible says this is all going to happen if we don't straighten up. So all we can do is pray.
Yeah, yes, sir. You are absolutely right. And Keith, thank you for buying the biscuit books. And I know that people are going to be so grateful. And I think they're going to be encouraged and inspired by those great stories. So God bless you, sir.
Well, thank you for writing it. And thank your co-author, too.
I sure will. I'll be sure to let her know that, Keith. And God bless you, Keith, from Maysville, North Carolina. And we would love for you to buy 20 copies of the biscuit book. It really is a fun read. And if you've got a loved one, maybe somebody that's gone into the hospital, they need a good laugh or two, it's the perfect kind of a book for that. All right, look, we're going to take a break here. I want to bring you up to speed on an event we're doing down in the along the Gulf Coast. This is in Theodore, Alabama. I'm going to be speaking at a great church and a great Christian school, Lighthouse Baptist Academy. That's coming up a little bit later on this summer. But you can get tickets to the scholarship banquet. So all of this is meant to raise money for the school, and we would love for you to be a part of the evening. Go to LBA, that's Lighthouse Baptist Academy, lbatheodore.com, as in Theodore, Alabama, lbatheodore.com, and you'll have all the information there, especially you folks that listen to us in Pascagoula. It's just a short drive over, and we would love to see you. We're going to be doing a big book signing down there. It's going to be a great, great weekend of fellowship down in the Gulf Coast area. lbatheodore.com is the website. All right, folks, Connor in Boston, Patty in North Carolina, hang tight. We'll be right back.
About to back up and bring it. It's Todd Starnes. Progressive presents Married to Your Home.
I'm such a screw up.
What? House? Why would you talk like that?
How are you even with a house without a walk-in closet?
Stop. You have more than enough storage.
Oh, yeah. And the unfinished basement. Gross.
We'll finish it eventually. Together.
No matter how much you already love your house, you'll love it more knowing you could save big bundling your home and auto with Progressive. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
We'll be right back. All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Good to have you with us today. Hey, let's go to the phones. North Carolina, Patty on the phone. Hi, Patty, what's on your mind?
Hey, Todd, I've spoken to you many a times. And by the way, I did get your book. My daughter gave it to me for Mother's Day.
Wonderful. I hope you enjoyed it.
I love it. And, oh, my God, I love you. You know, I love talking to you. But I want to bring something up. I want to stick up for Tiffany, too. I think Merrick Garland, if we take over the House and if we hopefully take over the Senate, he should be up on perjury.
Oh, no doubt about it, because he lied. He flat out lied, Patty. And we've got him. We've got the goods on that guy.
Yeah, Merrick Garland should definitely perjury. Get the hell out of there. The other one, Mayorkas, you too. You're out of there too. I just want to bring up, we're talking about the election here, and tomorrow I'm going to vote, and I am voting for Ted Budd. I'm voting for Ted Budd, and I'm voting for McHenry. I'm voting for, and they're both Trump endorsements. You know what? Everybody talks about how Trump, everybody's so loyal to Trump. He helped a lot of people. And what about the people that turned on him?
Well, that's a fair point, but I don't think Mark Walker certainly didn't turn on.
I'm not saying anything about Mark. I like him a lot. I really do. I have nothing against him. But I'm just saying, Trump, I really believe there's somebody here, and I think you know who I'm talking about, that big time in North Carolina. I think he's taking a lot of advice from a certain person.
Well, why don't you go ahead and mention, because honestly, I'm not quite sure.
I'm going to say Mark Meadows.
Oh, Mark Meadows. Oh, yes. Well, that's a fair point.
I think Mark Meadows has a lot. I mean, you know what? I believe Mark Meadows has a lot. They're very good friends, and I think he listens. He really takes a lot from Mark Meadows. I really believe Mark Meadows has a lot to do with it.
Now, it's interesting you bring that up, Patty, because Mark Meadows' son is about the same age as Madison Cawthorn, and they happen to be very good friends. And right. And maybe, just maybe, that's why Trump came out and gave Cawthorn the endorsement. I don't know. That one just is mind-blowing to me.
Yes. I Madison Cawthorn, I think he should, you know what? I like the guy. I think I think he's got problems. I think he should go get help and then come back. And you know what? Right now, stay out of politics.
Everybody loves a good, you know, success story. And let's see if, if Cawthorn will do that. But I don't think he is. And I think this endorsement by Trump is going to embolden him. We'll see how things go tomorrow. In that primary. Patty, good hearing from you, and don't be a stranger, and thanks for listening. 844-747-8868. Folks, I got to tell you, America facing huge challenges, soaring inflation, alarming crime rates, the crisis at the border. It goes on and on and on. But I've got some great news. I want to tell you about an organization that loves America, AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens. They are America's conservative 50-plus organization. My friends at AMAC are action-oriented, and they fight every day to represent our interest. I say our interest because I'm an AMAC member. So I want you to go to amac.us/starnes, and you can start receiving amazing benefits. You're going to get discounts on travel, cell phones, restaurants, all while fighting to preserve America and the causes that conservatives care about. Look, folks, $16 a year, that's all it costs. You get to join forces with AMAC and 2.3 million Americans who share your values. I am a proud member of AMAC, and you can be one too. All you need to do is go to amac.us/starnes and join today. All right, a crazy story out of Wisconsin. Three middle school boys are facing an investigation after they referred to a classmate by the wrong pronouns. So the kids are, and we're talking about, 11, 12-year-old kids, I guess. They're being charged with sexual harassment. This is in the Keele Area School District in Wisconsin. The district filed a Title IX complaint against the boys when they refused to call a classmate by a different pronoun. And I think the classmate, it's hard to follow these transgender things. You don't know what's up or down, or, you know, if they pee standing up or sitting down, you don't know. Anyway, this particular child wanted to be identified by the they-them combo platter pronouns, they-them. Rosemary Rabideau, talking to the local Fox station, says her son refused to call a little girl they, them, saying it was his constitutional right. So anyway, the boys have lawyered up, and it looks to me like they've got a pretty good case. The school can't criminalize pronouns. The school district says the boys, by refusing to properly pronoun their classmate, were guilty of bullying and harassment. I don't know about that. It seems to me like the boys ought to be given like a medal or a gold star or maybe like a treat in the cafeteria, because clearly they have an understanding of basic science and human anatomy. And if you're ever in doubt, it's he and she, not they or them. Just want to throw that out there. All right, let's go to the phones here. Boston, Connor on the line. Connor, what's going on?
Hey, Don, it's a pleasure to talk to you. But I wanted to kind of chime in on something you mentioned before about this. Gas prices, about the Biden administration's agenda regarding sustainable energy. You know, I have an electric car. I happen to be like a huge big proponent of driving them, but I don't think necessarily that the government should be forcing you to purchase one. I do think it's like a superior technology versus gas, and I think it's a much more American-made product, quite frankly, than a gasoline car is and gas engines on. I think it's just a better technology. I think they just need to look at it as like the next evolution of technology versus some type of political statement that the Biden administration is pushing. That's just my opinion on it.
Yeah, look, I mean, if you want to go out there and you want to create a car that you've got to plug into your wall to charge up, it's America. Have at it. If there's a market for that, you're going to be a very wealthy person. I think by and large, there are a lot of issues with large scale production. First of all, just the basic utility bills you're going to be facing, not to mention what happens if the power goes out and you're not able to recharge. I mean, there are a lot of questions that I would have. But, you know, again, I think it's your right. Connor, I hate to do this, but we're late for a break here. Got to run. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Progressive presents, Don't Do It Yourself.
Okay, read me the manual.
Using a Phillips screwdriver, drainage die Haube, bis if it sits.
What was that?
Drainage die Haube, bis if it sits.
This sounds like another language to me.
Okay, maybe we should bundle our home and auto with Progressive. We could save big, then pay someone to do it for us.
Maybe. What's next?
Next, Pony Ostium Pronus Intera.
Was that one Latin?
Save when bundling home and auto with Progressive and use the money to, you know, not do it yourself. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
All right, folks, welcome back. Good to have you with us. Tomorrow, big primaries all over the country. Idaho, Pennsylvania. We're going to be paying very close attention to what's happening in North Carolina. Congressman Madison Cawthorn, and this is a fascinating piece out of the New York Times. They're saying there are strong opinions of Cawthorn for and against in his congressional district, in spite of the horrific reports coming out and videos and photographs. Well, I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. The woman who wants to replace Cawthorn in Congress, Michelle Woodhouse, joins us. Michelle, good to have you back with us.
Thanks, Todd. It's great to be back on.
So the latest news, President Trump now endorsing Madison, says that he deserves a second chance. What say you?
Well, I think the voters of Western North Carolina have given Congressman Cawthorn multiple chances. I mean, we're all incredibly disappointed in whom we thought would be a great member of Congress who had a wonderful runway ahead of him. And this is one of the reasons we've stayed in this race. We have Cawthorn supporters that come over to us in droves every day. And what we're seeing here on the ground is that Congressman Cawthorn has not earned another chance with the voters of Western North Carolina. And when we put the salacious headlines and videos and the knives and the guns and the sexually inappropriate things that we've all seen and can't unsee at this point. We put all those things to the side and look at the work performance. Congressman Cawthorn has missed more votes than any freshman member of Congress, I believe, in our history as a country. He has closed three of his four offices and been dishonest on the stump about that, saying that they're still open while we see posted signs with them closed and empty. And we know that Congressman Cawthorn is not here present in the district. He made a decision to leave this district to run in Charlotte. In fact, last night he was at an event in Mecklenburg County in Charlotte at one of their GOP meetings versus being right here in our congressional district where the families in Western North Carolina are suffering under the failed policies of Joe Biden.
Michelle, when you look at the record, and that to me seems to be the most important issue. I mean, I get it that there's a lot of perverted activity that is very well documented and things we can't really even talk about, nor do we want to talk about on this radio program. But this guy's involved in some pretty awful, terrible stuff. And it does make you wonder how he can square his behavior with his beliefs in God, you know, because he portrays himself as a devout church-going person when, in fact, he's doing things to the contrary.
Absolutely. And I think that's the question that so many people here in Western North Carolina are asking, really what went wrong and when did it go wrong? But we know this. We don't have 2 years for Madison Cawthorn to square up his relationship while serving in Congress. We know that he is facing well over a dozen ethics violations. He's facing multiple FEC investigations. And what that means is if, gosh forbid, he were to go back to Washington, D.C., he'll have no committee assignments. He will not be an effective legislator. And the people of Western North Carolina will be the ones that suffer, which is why they know that they can send an America First fighter in Michelle Woodhouse who will get the work done for them in D.C., open constituent services offices across this district. And that's what they're looking for. We need a member of Congress who's going to serve and fight for us here. And that is what we're doing in this race. And you know, we've got kind of another lane with a candidate that the establishment has spent about $1.5 million trying to buy the seat for a moderate establishment Raleigh politician who would not vote the conservative values of the people of Western North Carolina either.
Michelle, TheHill.com reporting a poll commissioned by a GOPAC election fund. They found that Cawthorn's support dropped from 49% in March to 38% in April. That is still well above the 30% threshold he would need. What is it going to take to sway those Cawthorn supporters to you?
Well, we really believe our message is swaying them. And when we get in front of voters, that is the difference maker. And we're talking to voters every day. We've been making calls all day today. We've been out on the campaign trail since November. And we know when people hear the America First message from us, they know that I'm someone that they can trust who's going to go there and get the work done. And Congressman Cawthorn's approval ratings continue to drop. I think whether he'll be able to make that 30% plus one threshold is yet to be seen. I guess we'll know tomorrow evening. But Congressman Cawthorn would lose this seat if he were to come out of this primary to a very, very radical liberal coming out of the Asheville area. And voters are very wise and discerning here in the mountains. They know that this is not a safe Republican seat if the wrong person were to come out of the Republican primary.
All right. So, Michelle, where can people go if they want to get more information about your campaign? It's a big day for you tomorrow.
It is a big day. They can visit us at woodhouse4nc.com, and absolutely, that's a great place to see us. And we feel so honored to have your endorsement. We got the blessing of our Lieutenant Governor, Mark Keith Robinson, over the weekend, and we feel so great about where we are right now. The feedback from patriots here in Western North Carolina is incredibly strong. So we just need everyone to get out and vote tomorrow.
All right. Well, Michelle, good luck to you, and we'll be paying very close attention. Michelle Woodhouse running for the GOP nomination in that primary race for Congress. Michelle, thanks a lot now.
Thank you.
All right. There you go. It's It's a head scratcher. Clearly, Cawthorn has done a lousy job in the district. But is that enough? Is a Trump endorsement enough for a lousy congressman who has been engaged in, I think it's pretty arguable, perverted behavior? Is that enough for him to win the day? 844-747-8868. I all know. It's all crazy. You know, if you're going to, I just don't get it. I just don't get it. We've got Madison Cawthorn. He's the ideal Make America Great Again candidate. Dr. Oz, pro-abortion, pro-gun control. Dr. Oz is the ideal MAGA candidate. Come on. If this is how we're going to be, folks, we're no better off than the Democrats. Let's go to Salem, Oregon. Tom listening to us on KYKN Radio. Great affiliate there. All right, Tom, what say you?
Hi there. Yeah, I just wanted to call in last second here, listening to you and all this, that I think Trump should pull his endorsement, because he's putting in jeopardy all of his future endorsements. This is crazy. I'm a dyed in the wool, you know.
Tom, you there?
Trump's, yep. Yeah, it's got me choked up, but, you know, Trump supporter all the way, but you're jeopardizing your reputation. And take a look in it and pull it right before the election, as soon as you can. You're putting the whole rest of your organization in jeopardy if you go down this line.
You know, Tom, I got a note from one of our big listeners in Nevada on the Nevada Talk Radio Network. And they're dealing with the same issue there, that all these Trump supporters are like, wait a second, why did all of the rhinos get the Trump endorsements? It doesn't make any sense. And it's confounding people. It's confusing people. And quite frankly, in places like Western North Carolina, it's making them downright angry, not to mention Pennsylvania. I mean, that Dr. Oz thing makes no sense whatsoever.
Yeah, really. And I'm not up to speed on all the goings on there, but I've been watching that too. But yeah, no, this is ridiculous, you know, and I think we've heard enough about Madison, especially if he's going to be ineffective if he gets in. It's crazy.
It is crazy, Tom.
Don't waste your vote.
And I can hear the passion. Look, I get it. People are invested, and, you know, they're giving it their all. People have donated money, time, effort, and energy. And for something, you know, these endorsements, it's really confusing people. Tom, got to run. Appreciate the call. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. Your call's coming up next.
Triggering microaggressions from coast to coast. It's Todd Starnes. Progressive presents, Don't Do It Yourself.
Okay, read me the manual.
Using a Phillips screwdriver, Dlanze die Haube, bis sie fit sitz.
What was that?
Dlanze die Haube, bis sie fit sitz.
This sounds like another language to me.
Okay, maybe we should bundle our home and auto with Progressive. We could save big, then pay someone to do it for us.
Maybe. What's next?
Next, Pony Ostium Pronus Intera.
Was that one Latin?
Save when bundling home and auto with Progressive and use the money to, you know, not do it yourself. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Coming up tomorrow, we will have coverage of the primaries all over America. Lots of races tomorrow. And, of course, later on in the week on Wednesday, we'll have analysis for you, the winners and the losers. Hey, ToddStarnes.com, it is a great landing place. Bookmark our website. And if you haven't already done so, you should download our free app. You can do that. We have a link directly on the website. It's free, and it's a great way to listen to our program wherever you might be in America. All right, let's get to the phones here. 844-747-8868. Hunter in Western North Carolina wants to weigh in on Madison Cawthorn. All right, Hunter, what's going on?
Hi, I think that Representative Cawthorn is a shame to this district. I think that he should resign from his office. I think he embarrasses the people of Western North Carolina on a daily basis. And I heard that you had Michelle on there a minute ago, Michelle Woodhouse. And I just want to express my absolute support for her. It's really, you got Michelle Woodhouse, Chuck Edwards, and Madison Cawthorn. Chuck Edwards is a rhino. No one's, I haven't heard from a single person here on the ground that's voting for him. And so, and I just think that Cawthorn is an embarrassment to young conservatives like myself. I think that he makes it harder for other young conservatives to run for office.
Hunter, how old are you?
I'm 19.
So you're 19 years old. What was it about Cawthorn that really caused you to say, you know what? Yeah, this isn't going to work for us.
You know, it was a lot. It was a culmination of things. I think it wasn't the moment for me because I realized early on that he was a fraud. But I think in the moment for a lot of people was when he abandoned the district so he could have a larger voter base if he ever ran for statewide office.
Now, that is a fair point. Cawthorn left the district. This is what I find fascinating about this story, Hunter. Cawthorn left the district to run in a larger district. He actually asked Michelle Woodhouse to be the nominee. So he said, well, I'm going to throw my support behind you. But then he finds that he can't run in the new district, so he comes back and enters the race again. It's just all over the place with this guy.
Yeah, he is, and I think that he's only out for himself. He's never really out for his constituents. And I'll say, to me, it's insane that Trump is putting out there on Truth Social that he's still supporting Cawthorn, because we had an article come out over the weekend that I read that said that Cawthorn originally, when he was first running for office, Cawthorn said he was not going to vote for Donald Trump. And then when he gets into office, he switches his rhetoric around for whatever serves him best.
Well, I think a lot of people are beginning to see Madison Cawthorn for what he really is, for who he really is. And, you know, hopefully voters will make the right choice. I've endorsed Michelle Woodhouse in that race. I think she'd do a terrific job representing you guys, and we'll see what happens.
Yes, sir. I think so, too. Thank you.
All right, Hunter. Thanks for the call. Don't be a stranger. And we love hearing from all of our great listeners. Let's go to Mooresville, North Carolina. Kathleen wants to weigh in on that big Senate race. All right, Kathleen, who are you supporting?
I'm supporting Ted Budd, and I think that one of the reasons why Trump endorsed him is because of the way the geography, the voter geography, if you will, is in North Carolina. I listen to WSIC in Statesville, and I'm about halfway between Statesville and Charlotte. And one of the candidates was the mayor of Charlotte as well as our governor, and this would be his stronghold. And also Ted Budd was my legislative representative and did a wonderful job. I think that probably Trump saw that it would be a strong place for Bud to run against the other candidate, and I think that's probably why he endorsed him.
Could be. And again, I like Mark Walker. You know, I think either of them are going to do a fine job. But Walker, I think, was really devastated because he was anticipating that Trump endorsement. And really, the switch to Ted Budd literally happened. And you might remember this, Kathleen, when Trump did the big rally and he announced at the rally he was supporting Ted Budd. Nobody knew that until that very second.
Well, yes, I do remember that. Ted Budd is just a really fine person, too. I think we got lucky in that we have two good choices.
You do.
Yeah. And a lot of times we have no good choices, it seems.
Aren't you glad you're not in that Cawthorn district, Kathleen?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
What a mess.
Yeah, we've got good folks going here.
All right. Good stuff.
Thank you very much.
All right, Kathleen, hang in there. And thanks to all of our great listeners on WSIC, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. Got to tell you about this church down in Florida. This is some freaky stuff going down. So there is a United Church of Christ, and those folks are barely Christians. Don't mean to paint with a broad brush, but, you know, the truth hurts. Naples United Church of Christ, they have announced their inaugural Youth Pride Conference, and so the church is hosting a drag show for the church youth group, and they're also providing forbidden queer literature in the church library. Youth ages 12 to 18 are invited to the all-day event there in Naples, Florida, at the United Church of Christ. They're going to feed the children breakfast, lunch, and a free drag show featuring some local drag queens. The conference will also feature several breakout sessions with a variety of speakers from across the state, talking about gender dysphoria, inclusive sex education, intersectionality and prejudices within the gay community, and forbidden queer literature. I'm not quite sure. They don't exactly explain what forbidden queer literature is, so it may be all these books that are being banned. I don't know. No, I'm not making this up. The drag show for children have exploded in popularity in recent years. Remember that? It started somewhat innocuously, and then everybody and their brothers doing drag show story time, and all these woke moms and dads want their 2 and 3 year olds to learn how to be drag queens. And look, that's on you, mom and dad. I don't know. It used to be where, moms and dads wanted their, little girls to grow up to be princesses and their little sons to be, cowboys or police officers. But now they want the 4 and 5 year olds to put on the pantyhose and high heels and, shake their moneymaker in public for a couple of bucks. Yeah, it's a different world. Let's go to Barbara, North Carolina. Barbara, what's on your mind?
Hey, Todd, how are you?
I'm well. Thank you for asking.
Okay. Well, I tell you, I'm going to vote for Pat McCrory. It was a toss-up. I really didn't know who I was going to vote for because I never heard of Todd Budd. And unfortunately, he didn't debate any of the candidates. Anyway, the other night, I was listening to, actually it was Fox. They had both Ted Budd on and McCrory. When I first heard Ted Budd speak, I went, yeah, I like his voice. I like his enthusiasm and his passion. And then, had a break and had Pat McCrory. Now, I've been living in North Carolina for 13 years, and Pat McCrory was a governor, our governor at one point, and I thought he
did. I remember him.
Pardon me?
Yeah, I remember old Pat. He went down in defeat over this whole transgender bathroom nonsense. So you're Pat McCrory. So we're not. I hate to do this, Barbara, but we are. The computer's going to cut us off, folks. We will continue this discussion tomorrow. It's been a lot of fun. A lot going on. Busy, busy news cycle. Be good, America. We'll see you tomorrow.
Ever since I got the new Galaxy Z Flip 4, I've been learning all these new tricks with my dog, Finn. Like how to take the best selfies at the park. I just set my phone down, put it in flex mode, and capture hands-free pics from multiple angles.
Aww.
Or how to capture our training sessions for his followers. I simply wave my hand to start recording video. Good boy! Plus, the Z Flip 4 is compact and fits perfectly in my pocket.
Oh, wow.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Flip 4.